Now ready to move into the 25th chapter of Genesis. In the 25th chapter, we're going to have more about the sons of Abraham and the death of Abraham. We need to realize that when God heals, that He completely heals. He restores the injured or diseased or an unfunctioning organ back to full soundness again. In order to father a son in his old age, Abraham's reproductive system had to be rejuvenated. The 100-year-old man became a man of 30 or 40 again in the respect of being able to reproduce. He'd been 86 when Ishmael was born, so presumably his rejuvenation restored his full procreative power for a period of perhaps 50 years after Isaac's birth. Abraham was 140 years old when Isaac married Rebekah, and evidently his ability to father children continued for another 10 years or so after that. When Isaac married, he and Rebekah moved south to Lahairoi. Abraham was left alone, and no doubt soon became lonely and finally decided to remarry. So now we're beginning chapter 25, and we'd like to read verses 1 through 4. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And Jokshan begat Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Asherim, and Letushim, and Lerumim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Hanok, and Abida, and Eldaah, all these were the children of Keturah. So we read here that Abraham took a wife, and her name is Keturah. Now some of the commentators state that Keturah was a concubine, as she is called in 1 Chronicles 1:32, whom Abraham had taken long before Sarah died. But this is very difficult for us to believe. It's very unlikely, because Abraham loved Sarah, and he only consented to go into Hagar reluctantly after Sarah suggested it, and Sarah was really his only love. There's no indication as to Keturah's home or background. We do not know where she came from. Her name is interpreted to mean covered with incense, but this seems to offer no clue. It does seem unlikely, though, that Abraham would marry a Canaanite woman. He is very set that Isaac not marry a Canaanite woman, and it's difficult for us to believe that he would do so. However, the scripture is silent on the matter. We don't know where she came from. She did surely understand that when Abraham married her, that although she and any of her children would be adequately provided for, only Isaac would have the inheritance. This is well understood all along. Isaac was to be the son of the inheritance. And it is very astounding for us to learn that Abraham and Keturah did have six sons. Abraham lived for 35 years after Isaac's marriage, but it's probable that Keturah's sons were born within the first 10 to 15 years of this marriage. Remember, Abraham was an old man. His reproductive ability had been rejuvenated, but we don't know exactly when these sons were born, but we'd have to think they were born a few years after the marriage. It's certainly possible that one of the reasons Abraham married Keturah was the prophecy in Genesis 17:4 that he would be a father of many nations. Undoubtedly, he sought and followed God's will in connection with this late marriage. We don't believe that Abraham did anything that was wrong, anything that would have been displeasing to God, and they put him out of the true fellowship with God, and he sought God's advice, evidently. And, of course, let's remember that Sarah was dead. She was no longer his wife at this time. She was no longer available to be a wife. And of Keturah's six sons, the descendants of Zimran, Ishbak, Shua, and Medan have not been identified in any historical connection. The two sons of Jokshan, Sheba and Dedan, are mentioned on a number of occasions later in the Bible, but two other men named Sheba and Dedan are listed in Genesis 10:7 as grandsons of Cush, so we're not even sure that they were the sons of Jokshan. And another, Sheba, was the grandson of Eber, Genesis 10:28. So it's difficult to distinguish one from the other as we read about them later in the Bible. So maybe we don't know anything about these five sons of Abraham. But the other son of Keturah was Midian, and his descendants are mentioned frequently in the Old Testament. The Midianites, on various occasions, have seemed to be allied with the Ishmaelites, Genesis 37:25 and 27:28 and 36. The Moabites, Numbers 25:1 and 6-15, and the Amalekites, Judges 6, verse 3. Verses 5 and 6 say, "And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country." The few names that the archaeologists have found, which might be identified as the sons of Keturah, go along with this fact that Abraham sent them into the east country, which would mean into Arabia. So while Abraham was alive, he sent these sons away from Isaac his son. There was not to be any interference or mingling now with his son, Isaac, and his offspring, and these other children that he had from Keturah. And through thousands of years of migrations and intermarriages, it seems likely that all of these people, together with the descendants of Ishmael, Lot, and Esau, along with earlier descendants of Shem, and in some cases Ham, have gradually merged together and become the modern-day Arabic peoples. And over the thousands of years, these people have been major enemies to the descendants of Isaac. They have been major influences in the world, and even today, they are a major force in the world to be dealt with. Before he died, though, Abraham gave all the sons of Keturah, as well as Ishmael, the son of Hagar. Keturah and Hagar are both here referred to as concubines, and that distinguishes him from his primary wife, Sarah. Although he was married, they're called concubines in this area, and there's no other place where we have any hint of Abraham having another woman as a concubine. So he gave the sons of Hagar and Keturah these gifts. This would be an adequate provision for each one to have a reasonable start with his own flocks and herds. But the bulk of his inheritance he gave to Isaac. So these other sons were well taken care of, evidently. They were not really left out. They could have a good start. They have enough to provide them with, but the bulk of things went to Isaac. Isaac was the true son of the promise. So we read in verses 7 through 11, "And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 315 years, that Abraham gave up the ghost, and died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi." In these verses we have the record given of the end of the remarkable life of Abraham. He died at what even then was an advanced age of 175 years. He was gathered to his people. Now this does not refer to those that he was buried with. He was buried only with Sarah. His other ancestors were not buried in the cave of Machpelah at this time. So this phrase, "gathered to his people," cannot refer simply to his death and burial. It must refer to life after death with those who before him had died in faith. The location of such departed spirits was 1900 years later, actually called Abraham's bosom in Luke 16:22 by our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the place that God has reserved for the righteous dead who are waiting for the judgment day. This is the place where the thief on the cross went when Jesus said to him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." That's where Abraham is now. In the story of Lazarus and the rich man, it's where Lazarus was, in Abraham's bosom. It's a place of comfort. It's a place we look forward to going to when we die as we wait for the coming judgment day. We close our lesson at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.